Let Ferguson's knowledgeable product experts kick off your next kitchen or bath project with the latest in touch and hands-free faucets, high-performance gas ranges, or low-decibel dishwashers. They're really quiet. Request your appointment today at FergusonShowrooms.com. The best decision ever.
Visit Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery in Nashville to discover a wide selection of Whirlpool appliances. From refrigeration to laundry, there's no brand better than Whirlpool. Find out more at FergusonShowrooms.com.
Well, we've got your back. It's 4K a day on 104.5 The Zone. Tune in for the national keyword every weekday at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Once you hear it, text it to 95819, and you could be the next winner. We're giving you the chance to win $20,000 each week, $1,000 at a time. 4K a day on 104.5 The Zone.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Our coverage from Radio Row continues. Brought to you by Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery and the Low T Center. Pro Football Hall of Fame coach Joe Gibbs at our broadcast side. He's the only coach to win three different Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks. It's a chance he's going into the NASCAR Hall of Fame as well. And it's a privilege to have Joe Gibbs join us right now. Coach, how are you?
Hey, thank you all for having me on. What'd you leave off? Three excellent, great quarterbacks.
I did. Joe Theismann, Doug Williams.
Those guys always, I think they get a little mad at me when people say that. I got to brag on them. They were all three special and played great, and you don't go to a Super Bowl without a great quarterback.
We're going to tell some stories during this chat for sure, but let's start with some discussion in Nashville. When you sat down with us, you said, Arthur Smith is the new offensive coordinator.
Yes.
I can't wait to talk about him.
Yeah.
How did you come across Arthur?
Okay, Arthur worked for us the second go-around for me with the Redskins, and he was there for us and worked on our staff, and he was really running all of the technical stuff and all the computer stuff for defense. And here's what you see in Arthur. Honestly, we'd be at practice, and you know, he'd be responsible for running the other team's plays against our defense. He was the most conscientious person in the world. I mean, I thought he was going to have a heart attack a couple of times. I'd actually go over there and say, it's going to be okay, Arthur. It's going to be okay. But he is very bright. And so I am so excited about this. I think he deserves this. He's been in the league, loves it, wants to be in coaching, paid a price. That's the kind of guy that deserves to have this chance. And so I think it's awesome. And so I'm excited for Arthur.
He's got he's been retained, you know, hired and then retained as the Titans' codes have changed.
Yes.
What does that say about a guy when he survives regime after regime after regime?
I think that says a lot. Because what you're getting there is there are only going to be one or two guys that get the hangover, that get to stay. And so everybody there is saying kudos, you know, thumbs up on this guy. And so I think it says a lot for him. And I think that they're going to get somebody that's very bright, conscientious, like I said, and he's paid a price. He's coached tight ends. He's been all over the place. Offensive line, coached some defense for us. So I think you got somebody there that I'll be one of the guys in his corner pulling hard.
Surely he will have had to have calmed down since then. An offensive coordinator far more likely to have a heart attack than a quality control guy.
Although I will say a lot of us that call plays were close to having a heart attack all the time. I could actually been on my knees before praying. Somebody brought up the first Super Bowl and. Yeah, that was John Riggins' run. That was 4th-and-1 from the 44-yard line. And I said, thank goodness they were all focused on that play, because on the sideline, I was saying, I'm either going to be run out of Washington or this thing's going to go. And I was on my knees literally praying. Thank God John went to the end zone for us.
Joe Gibbs, our guest here on the Midday 180. Whenever you're walking down a street, is it regional how people recognize you?
Yeah.
Is it mostly football? I'm sure it is mostly football. But depending on where you are in the country, do they recognize you for Joe Gibbs Racing?
Yeah, I would say in Charlotte or Southeast, a lot of racing cities, I get, you know, hey, coach, hey, you know, we love Kyle Busch or whatever they're yelling at me. And I think if it's more towards Washington and football or here, everybody kind of looks at me and go, hey, coach, you know. I tell everybody, once you've been coached, you've been called everything. So it doesn't matter. I say yes to everything. And some of them are four-letter words. I go, yeah, hey,
just acknowledge it and move on, right?
I normally start off when I'm in a Redskin group. I start off with this. I forgive you. Because I can imagine how many times you sit in front of a TV set, watch me make those split-second decisions, turn to your buddy and go, this guy's a moron. But anyway, that's a coach's life.
Joe Gibbs with us on the Midday 180.
We know you suffered a terrible loss lately, and I'm sure you're still recovering from that, but it seems as though talking about it has been a help to you.
It has been a help. January 11th, my son J.D. at 49 went to be with the Lord. And what we're trying to do today is one of the things I'm doing. We're trying to get people to go to the website, jdgibbslegacy.com. And what we have on there is a service that we did last Friday. And it's his kids reading out of his journal log. It's the godly impact he made on a lot of people. And a lot of people have gone to that website, watched the service, have told me it's been life-changing for them. And so we're trying to get people to go and watch that service. So that's one of the reasons I'm here today. His life, J.D. touched a lot of people. It's kind of amazing, really, the godly way he went about things and how many little stories are coming back about the way he would go and sit with one of the kids in high school that other kids didn't particularly like, or the way he reached out and touched people. And so he has four boys, all of them at this service, read out of his log, his wife, his brother, me. So I think if people go to that website, I would really appreciate it.
And we will definitely tweet that out.
JDGibbsLegacy.com is the website.
And Joe, you hear time and time again, there's nothing worse in life than burying your child. So we can only imagine what that's like. And I know I will go and look at this tonight when I have some free time.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing it and taking something from it.
Yeah.
As a Hall of Fame coach, a legend in the sport, what's it like watching as a fan or as a coach Belichick and Brady and what they do year after year after year?
Well, I've said that I think the thing you admire the most about pro sports is staying up there. Can you stay up there? There's one thing to hit a year and have a good season, but to stay up there year after year, and that's really what they've done. And so you got to give a lot of credit to that, and you kind of watch that. Brady, I think, is obviously his competitive nature. The fact, if you look back at his history, he isn't somebody that jumped out as being the great athlete. He actually sat on the bench for a while. But once he got that start, it's interesting for me, you know, we mentioned the three quarterbacks I had. One of the hardest things in the NFL is to evaluate quarterbacks. Now, sometimes if they're the number one pick, people say, hey, this guy. But even there, we miss at times. Quarterbacks are hard to analyze and pick because really the best way to pick them would be if you said, how many times do they get the team down the field? Irregardless of the way his arm looks or can he run, can he get a team down the field? And so that's really what we ought to. And I had one of the. That's one of the things about us, looking at quarterbacks, I used to say the first thing, other than character, was toughness. And people go, what? Think about this. You're back there in positions where you're going to get killed, and you got to line up the team and be able to think the next go-around. Quarterbacks have to be tough. And I think what you get in Brady is his competitive nature. And I think this game, if I had to pick what's going to happen this week, I said if they let him sit back there like the last 2 weeks, it's going to be a long day. But the thing I think that's going to happen in this game, you got Wade over there, Phillips. Think about the last time he faced Brady. Okay, Miller. And it was pressure all day, and they had him moving. I think this game will be, a lot of it's going to be who can protect the passer and who can put pressure on these two quarterbacks. And so I think Wade is going to play a role here, because I think he's got, not only that, he's got two players over there. About as good as you get.
Absolutely.
And going after somebody. This is going to be interesting to me to see what happens.
Coach, last year was the 30-year anniversary of that Super Bowl win with Doug Williams, and NBC put together what I thought was a fantastic look back where you met with Doug Williams on that. The production value was great with that piece leading up to the Super Bowl a year ago. How did that all come about, and what was that like for you to both take part in and to go back and watch?
No, I think Doug Williams is one of the great sports stars in the world. Think about that. Come from Grambling, you know what I mean, is really the first quarterback. I think he's the first black quarterback to be drafted that high, 17th pick in the first round. And so then his history, and then he winds up going to USFL. It looks like it's over. We get him back to be a backup, really, because we had a young quarterback. I wanted a veteran backup in case something happens, and then he winds up starting. And I didn't even think about him being really the black quarterback. So we get to San Diego, and that's all anybody was talking about, the fact that he was just our quarterback. And then to see him go in the game and the way that game transpired, you know, the first quarter we're down 10-0, and then for him to lead that second quarter, and his whole story was a phenomenal sports story.
Yes.
And that was at the end of his career. And so that whole thing is interesting in the draft. Give you a little sidelight. In the draft, Eddie Robinson at Grambling said, I'm not going to let any of my guys take a test anymore. They'd had some bad results, guys taking tests and whatever. So Doug wasn't going to take a test. I went up. McKay sent me over there. I spent 3 days with him, putting him on the board. He was doing student teaching. I'd go sit in the back of the class. I spent 3 days trying to get with Doug, and we became kind of friends. And I would put him on the board, and we'd talk a lot about football. And I came back, and I told Coach McKay, this guy's football smart. Okay? And then Coach had enough guts to take him in the 17th pick. But I think that's a great story. You mentioned that's one of the great sports stories. And a breakthrough, really, in sports. That's what it was. I love the idea of all that. And Doug and I, you know, he's my wife Pat, when we drafted him at Tampa, he used to come over to the house and Pat would feed him at the house.
Good
and
meal.
He still loves Pat. He came to my son's service last Friday, and the first thing he said to me was, "Where's Pat?" He wanted to go to Pat. And so those are some of the great stories in sports, some of the things I love about the NFL, and I'm experiencing some of the same type things in NASCAR now. It's really fun, pro sports.
Joe Gibbs, the legend and the Hall of Famer, has been our guest, and he's going into NASCAR's Hall of Fame as well with Joe Gibbs Racing. Thank you so much for the visit. We always enjoy the opportunity to chat with you, and we do recommend visiting jdgibbslegacy.com. Where you can check out the impact that Joe's son, J.D., made on the lives of many people. Thank you so much, Coach.
And thanks for the insight in Arthur Smith.
Yes.
That's big.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I think sometimes you go when somebody's first starting coaching, and lots of times in coaching it's paying a price. Are you willing to work your way up? I started as a graduate assistant. I still remember John Madden fired me, and I said, I don't make anything. I spent 3 years with Madden. So anyway, you know, those are the stories. But you see people like that pay a price and then wind up, you know, McVay's a similar type story. You know what I mean? Work their way up. It's great seeing somebody like that's really talented get a chance. Thank you all for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Joe Gibbs has been our guest. Midday 180 served up by Wendy's.